Everybody out there in the podcast land, it's time for a new episode of the Podcast Beijing. Sorry I've been gone for so long, about a month maybe. I haven't been making any podcasts here because I've been very, very busy working on NewYorkEnglish.net, which is my more serious podcast. And this episode today, what am I going to have? I'm going to have a night out drinking in Beijing, a night out drinking in Sanlitun, and some live stuff. It might get a little crazy and a little hectic. Actually, I've just woken up this morning and slept in because of the late night out last night. So, without further ado, maybe a little bit more further ado, because the music's got another 15 seconds. Without further ado, here is Podcast Beijing, episode number 8, a live night out in Sanlitun, drinking with the co-workers. Here we go. Okay, I'm outside of the Alpha Bar now, in Beijing. You can hear the music they're playing. And it's the 80s party, and it's kind of weird because I'm looking at all the people in there and it doesn't look like many of them were born before the 80s. So I figured they must have been about 2 or 3 or 4 years old when these songs came out. But I guess this is the first time I've gone out drinking or clubbing or, you know, bar hopping or whatever in a while. And I do have to say I'm feeling a little bit old, because all the people in there look pretty damn young to me. But, you know, I don't know why they're like all screaming about this music like they remember it. But they are. But anyway, it's a good night out. That was me outside of the Alpha Bar. My thoughts for the evening. And now I'm going to play a clip. It's going to be a little bit tedious. It may be about 19 minutes long or something like that. And it's us walking to the Alpha Bar and getting lost, trying to find our way there. Me and Jonathan, who's a regular here on the Podcast Beijing, and my boss, Tom.
And then to the right, and then up again, you're going to be at Alpha. Wow. Understand?
Be careful, there's a car coming.
Does this go straight through?
This is taxi, you know?
Yes, this is taxi, I know.
We cut this taxi.
Taxi?
No, don't take a taxi.
Does this street go through or not?
Okay. I follow you.
Jonathan,
you are a leader. You are my teacher. My teacher teach me how about to shock a girl.
But you caught the girl in the bar. You picked her up.
I think the Swedish girl is not good.
Swedish?
Yeah.
She was Swedish?
Yeah.
From Sweden?
He said me. He's crazy. I said him.
Tony, dude. Let me ask you this question, since you're on the microphone. As you exit the bar, did you get the googly eyes from any particular woman?
No.
You're shitting me.
I don't know.
You didn't look?
No.
You fucking monotheistic fuck. That's not cool.
How dare you insult my Judeo-Christian background?
You're fucking Judeo-fucking fuck. I was just asking you.
I did when I was younger. I had this Egyptian unk, and I went. I had this. I did have this Russian girlfriend. I had this Egyptian unk.
What the fuck does Russian have to do with fucking
and
anything?
And I was in her apartment, and her mother said, "Oh, not monotheism." Oh, you cannot wear the unk. in the house.
That's what I was talking about, man. Okay. All I was talking about is as you exited the bar.
But I don't know what
you're talking about.
Out.
All I'm saying is,
what?
You're walking out of a bar.
Yes.
Okay.
Walking out of a bar.
We figured that one out.
Yes.
You're walking out of a bar. I think we passed the street actually, upon which we were meant to.
I did walk out of a
left
bar.
Turn. Good shot.
Okay, so
you're walking out of a bar.
Yes.
I walked out of a bar.
And some chick looks at you.
Yes. Who is that?
As you're exiting the bar.
I don't know what you're speaking about.
Well, no. As we're exiting the Kai bar.
Kai bar.
Yeah. So I was checking this chick out, right?
I think Kai bar.
I was looking at this bird.
Bird. Chick.
Whichever.
Lady bird.
Yeah, you figure that one out. Anyways, I was checking her out, and as I was walking out, she's looking at me as I'm walking out.
Yes.
My question is, have you undergone this experience?
Tonight.
On any night.
I suppose so, but
the point being. Cool. No, we're not fucking taking this cab. You don't know where we're going, Holmes.
The girl was looking at you.
What?
Yeah. So.
And you were looking at the girl.
Well, yeah. But the point is, like, you're walking out of the bar. You know, you're not sure what the score is.
You know where it's going?
Nobody knows.
We cut a car and go another way.
This is
Xinguzun.
So I think actually the last intersection we should have turned right, and then at turning right we would hit Alpha Bar.
Not close.
Huh?
Not enough to R.
Wait a minute. Do you know the name of the bar we want to go to?
Alpha Bar. That's.
Do you think the taxi driver knows the name of said bar?
Dude. We're within less than a kilometer of Alpha Bar. So if we go this way or we go that way, we're within less than a kilometer of Alpha
Bar. Okay, well, you just lead us.
Yeah, lead me. Well,
on the 20.
You are the oldest. Lead us, white man. White man.
White man.
White man.
White man.
We need guidance from you.
We follow you.
That's what I like to
hear. We follow you.
That's what I like to hear.
We follow you, white man.
You do everything
for the white man. Okay,
okay, we follow you. Conquistador.
You have two knives.
You are.
You have two knives.
Hey!
Knives!
Mr. Lopez, you are conquistador.
That's with an S. That's with an S.
What is?
Kaibar.
Lopez.
Lopez.
With an S.
Lopez.
With an S.
What do you mean S?
If it's with an S, it's Spanish. With a Z, it's Mexican.
Oh, it's an S?
Fuck yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't speak in a Castilian accent. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to you, I didn't speak like a Castilian. I will speak like a Castilian from now on. Okay, Mr. Lopez. Wait a minute. Oh, my apartment. Okay, it's my apartment. Guys, I'm going to go to sleep in my apartment here. Guys, be careful, there are many taxis. Okay, so here we go.
So up here we turn right.
Chun Chun-y! Okay.
The thing is, when you're dealing with this.
You said I cannot drink more water.
No, I said the Mongolian people cannot drink vodka.
Yeah. I tell you, I can't drink.
Yes.
So you have defeated me.
Today I'm a winner.
No. You are the winner.
No.
Yes.
No.
He is the winner.
Started the fight.
Yes, I am willing to concede. I am willing to concede defeat to the forces. To the forces.
Russian restaurant is okay. Have a lot of girlfriends. Oh.
I am willing to concede defeat to the forces of Genghis Khan.
It does not work.
To the forces of Kublai Khan.
Grandson.
And to all of the forces of Mongolia.
Yeah.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
I concede defeat
to Mongolia.
Jonathan, do not listen to you're a failure.
I am a failure.
That's right.
Yeah. Tonight, you're a failure.
Mongolian man can drink more vodka than the Tartarian man.
Yeah, I think so. Because you are, I am winner. Winner. You are. You lost your chance.
I lost my chance.
Jonathan, yeah. Don't get him that easy. I mean, fucking. You know what?
What?
Don't even. No. No, not even close.
Tom,
what?
We should go another way. We should need find out our good palace.
Well,
a lot of girl, lot of alcohol, lot of food.
Food?
Yeah.
I thought he was going to say football. A lot of girl, a lot of alcohol, a lot of football, I thought you were going to say.
Not football. I don't like football. I just like food.
What is that light? Underneath the little thing there. Okay.
Well, you know what? I was mistaken. But that doesn't matter. Because...
Wait, where is it? Where? Wait a minute. You're taking us to some place.
All I'm saying is we got up this far to the Negashimon Road.
Yeah.
Road.
Road.
Oh, you're fucking English. Awesome.
Anyway. Wait, say that again.
You're English. Fucking rock, dude.
Yes! Because I totally thought of the word road.
Yeah, road.
Road.
That's the word I was looking for, and you fucking...
And you, all you could think of was some Chinese word.
Yeah.
I don't know
what
you... I don't know. Your English is going the way of the dodo.
What?
The dodo bird. The dodo.
I like that.
And some extinct
okay.
animal.
So we got some other street up here.
Okay, Jonathan, where are we now?
We are 30.
Are we in China?
No, China.
Yes,
in
China.
Beijing.
Beijing is China.
Beijing are out of the China.
Really?
Yeah. Beijing national city, and China is close city.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, we are in some international open place, and here is a chair. There is a big chair.
Actually, this is...
Yeah.
So the next street... If this is North Bar Street, right? The next street is going to be the one that Alpha is on. You understand my...
Yes, and I hope that all the listeners out there in podcast land can now truly understand the effect of bootleg Stolichnaya. This is what happens when you drink fake...
This
Russian
what happens. This what happens. What
vodka. We have been wandering around in circles.
Walking around, talking about you.
We have been wandering around in circles.
Fucking mumbling into that mic, and I am the only one speaking a coherent language.
We have been wandering around in Sanlitur for at least. We can check the MP3 player at least 6 minutes.
So don't tell me about that.
But this
Front
is
street, hang a right, you're in Alpha Bar, and it's all right.
Okay, so we're on our way to Alpha Bar. Jonathan, do you know, what is this dolphin here? This dolphin is really scaring me.
The dolphin is meant to scare you because you came here.
It's a porpoise, yes. On purpose.
Oh, excuse me, it's a porpoise.
It's a porpoise and it's on purpose.
Porpoise.
Okay, many taxis.
Yes, there are.
Hello, taxi, please take us to Shanghai. Okay.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Tom.
Yes, he will.
I beg you.
Do what?
I need you follow me. And
where are you going?
We go to one palace. Have alcohol and a girl.
What is one palace?
One palace in Beijing.
Of
Beijing.
If I'm not mistaken,
he's
we
still,
are
he's
in
He's still
Beijing
thinking
now.
About this. Not one palace. One Palace.
What is fucking
Juan?
Juan. That's fucking Mexico, Holmes.
Not any.
I don't know where we.
Where is it, Holmes?
My home is.
No. Jesus H.
Juan Palace? Where is that?
Yeah. Juan. One palace.
Yeah. Where
is it? White House.
White House. Okay, let's cross the street. Okay, the light is green. That's 8,000, 7,000 miles away. Almost 7,000. Okay, we are now crossing the street. We are in the San Litor.
We go to Alpha Bar. We have a drink.
And then after that, you fucking figure it out. What? Okay, Jonathan, come on.
Don't stand in the street.
You're too much. Come on.
A large object weighing a ton coming in your direction may cause you grievously bodily harm. And I said that incorrectly. Tony would know the correct way to say that, and Tony will say
grievous
that.
Bodily harm.
Dude, that is fucked up. I'm going to erase that because
you can't erase it. This doesn't do anything. It's grievous bodily harm.
No, you said that wrong.
No, grievous
say
bodily harm.
Say it again.
Grievous.
You said it wrong.
Grieve,
no,
as
no.
In grieving.
No, you said it wrong.
Grievous bodily harm.
Say it again.
Oh, you're thinking about something different.
I said grievously bodily
harm. Not grievously.
Grievous bodily harm.
Grievous bodily
harm. That's what I said.
You said grievously.
No, I did not.
You said...
Well, yes, you
okay,
said.
Okay, so we have a tape. We have MP3.
You don't have a tape.
We're
going to erase it, and you're going to start from when I said it correctly.
Oh, I can do
you
that.
Understand, you,
I can,
you understand that?
I can edit.
You what? You're goddamn right you can edit.
I am editing. Okay. So, Tom, I do apologize. I will let you once again... Start from scratch. Don't worry, I'll erase the rest of it. Go. Why do you not want to walk and stand still in the street?
Don't stand on the rat.
What rat?
There's no rat. There's no fucking rat right there.
It's a dead rat in the street.
No, it's a pile of snow shaped like a rat.
You didn't understand it.
Okay,
why do you not want to stand in the street?
Huh?
Why not stand in street?
I have no reason not to stand in street.
Okay.
Other than grievously bodily harm.
You just said grievously again.
You said
it wrong again.
I will have to cause great grievously bodily
harm. You just said grievously again. It's grievous bodily harm.
Yeah, that's all I meant to say.
What a weird, like,
yeah, statue. I don't want to even talk about that. I have a hard enough time with what I'm dealing with.
A statue of a guy drinking a Snapple.
Yes.
Snapple guy.
Grievous bodily harm.
Grievous, not grievous. Grievous.
That's what I said.
You said grievous.
I said grievously...
No, grievous. Two syllables. Grievous. Grievous.
Grievous.
Is this the street here?
No.
Wait, we have one chance.
Grievous.
One chance of what? Killing those girls? I don't want to kill those girls.
Fucking the girl.
No. That doesn't... That sounds like a bad idea.
I think this is the right way, Jonathan.
Okay. Ishkabibble.
It's like...
We're going to Ishkabibble Bar.
This is not right. This is not right.
Come on.
It's the next one. Sorry.
Okay, next bar. Next street. Okay. Let's go.
We go to Nigashima Bodhi Nigashima.
You keep speaking in Chinese.
I'm not speaking Chinese.
Okay, here we go. We're walking down the street.
It's actually the next one because that's where the Bodhi place is. And then after that is the... Western Rose, and after that is Alpha.
Bodhi. And then Western Rose?
Yeah.
And then Alpha?
Yeah.
Okay, Jonathan, we're almost there.
I can tell you it is Dongsi Shitiao.
Dongsi Shitiao.
Shitiao. In the ancient time, there have lots of famous...
这个是什么地方？
宫崎北路。
宫崎北路。
Yeah. It is...
Worker Stadium.
Yeah.
宫崎北路。
Yeah.
Oh, I know that bar, that place, Mix. I went there last year.
You went there last year?
I went there in September of 2004 when I came to China for a 3-day vacation for the first time.
Last year.
I went to that place, Mix.
That there is the man with the girlfriend.
What?
I said that there is the man with the girlfriend. A guy who doesn't go to Mix except once per year.
is a man with a girlfriend.
I didn't have a girlfriend before when I went there. That was in September of 2004.
Okay.
September of 2004. And I was in Korea.
Yeah,
and then I came and visited China for 3 days. And when I came, when I came and visited China, we went there with Mike, new Mike.
Gotcha.
No.
What happened when you went there?
Nothing. There was a lot of Nigerian dudes.
You shitting me?
Really? I think they remember there was a lot of Nigerian dudes there.
I don't remember that. What was it, were they still on dope or what? This is the place.
They were dancing and singing and.
The Nigerian dudes were dancing and singing.
Dancing and singing and trying to get me to help them, like, get some. They had, like, $700 million in a bank account somewhere.
No, were they working that on you?
No, there was no 409 scams in the bar.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, I'm kind of.
But actually, now that I mentioned it, Tom. I kind of need your help. I've got this,
Do you? Because, you know, it just so happens I have $1 million, and I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay, good. So I've got $45 million in a bank account in Sierra Leone.
Well,
I don't think we need that much to get...
I can loan it to you.
I don't think we need that much. I need $12,000.
You guys look all right, you know. You guys straight ahead.
Well, I just need you to Western Union $12,000 to some friends of mine.
That's fucking no problem.
To some friends of mine in Sierra Leone, okay?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You can trust us. We're from Sierra Leone.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, we're originally from Nigeria, you know?
You said Sierra Leone. I was like, boom, there.
Okay, here we go into Alpha Bar. We don't know what's going to happen in the Alpha Bar, but...
But I don't need to drink more.
No, we don't need to drink more, that's for sure.
That is the podcast for today. Or for this month, actually, I guess, since I've been so delinquent. Thank you, everybody, for listening in. As always, I want to thank John Morley for giving me all the cool music that I play on this show, including what you're listening to right now. And if you want to listen to my other podcast, the New York English Podcast, you can go to newyorkenglish.net. And if you want to email me, you can email me at tonybeijing@gmail.com. Of course, a lot of you out there might have my real personal email address, but that's only for a select few. The rest of you have to use tonybeijing@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day, and stay tuned for more podcasts coming up in the future.